Their circumstances are that way in this world, but what about the next world? How can we describe it? The unbearable furnaces, rivers of fire, gnashing of teeth, unbreakable chains, poisonous worms, pitch-black darkness and endless suffering. Let us fear these, dear ones. Let us fear the source of such severe punishments, the never-ending madness, the destroyer of our salvation. It's impossible to love both money and your soul at the same time. We should realize that wealth is nothing but dust and ashes. It leaves us when we leave this world, or often even before we leave, it flies away from us, doing damage both in regard to the future and present life. Even before the hellfire and that punishment, it surrounds us with countless wars and instigates disagreements and fights here on earth. There is no better catalyst for war than greed. Nothing so likely to induce poverty, whether it manifests in wealth or poverty. This dreadful disease also arises in the souls of the poor, making their poverty even worse. And if a poor, covetous person is found, he suffers not punishment in money, but in hunger. For he doesn't allow himself to enjoy his moderate means comfortably. He torments his stomach with hunger and punishes his whole body with exposure and cold. He appears grungier and dirtier than any prisoner, constantly whining and moaning as though he were the most unfortunate, even when there are thousands poorer than him. This man, whether he goes to the market, he departs with numerous injuries, or to the bath or theatre, he gets more wounds not only from the audience, but also from those on stage, where he sees many lustful women adorned in gold. This man, whether he sails the sea and sees the merchants with their loaded ships and huge profits, will not even consider his own life as living. Or if he travels land, thinking about the fields, the suburban farms, the inns, the baths, and the revenues from them, will think his life worthless. Or even if you confine him at home, he will just remember and fret over wounds received in the market, thereby further harming his own soul. He has only one consolation for the suffering that oppressed him, death and freedom from this life.